Hello, everyone, and welcome to Success Shorts. I'm Arul Chanel. Today, we're joined by Pam Christian. Pam is a mindset coach, motivational speaker, and host of the Juice podcast. As a mindset coach, she helps clients eliminate self-created barriers that inhibit their ability to fulfill their potential both personally and professionally. Pam and I delve into mindfulness, and we explore its impact on personal fulfillment and some relatively simple ways to begin to engage with it more and more. I hope you enjoy this time with Pam. Let's go. Pam, thank you so much for taking the time to join us.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here and talk with you.
Most definitely. I'm really looking forward to getting into some of the meat of what we're going to be talking about. But the next part I actually feel is going to be very pertinent to that conversation as well. I mean, you think about mindfulness and you think about how important that ability is during the past 6 months that we've been in this post-COVID era, that we've dealt with the financial fallout from that, that we've dealt with the social issues that have arisen during this and also have been exacerbated because of this. You know, when you think back at that period, what have you learned about yourself during this period?
There's a lot I've learned about myself, and I'm pretty self-aware. I mean, I always say when I'm interviewed, I'm so done with me and I'm so here for to be of service to everyone else because I've really done the work. Not that it ever ends, but maybe some things I would say that I've learned or that have been reinforced for me is that I'm a resilient person. I also am not a fearful person. I have total faith that everyone is going to be okay. And that doesn't mean that everyone is okay right now. And that doesn't mean that we haven't experienced deaths or financial collapse or things like that. But I believe that there's something better coming for us. And I've learned that really what matters most is how we're feeling inside of ourselves, regardless of what's going on externally.
Those are all good things to reinforce along the way. One of the things that I'm just going to share this with you is, you know, prior to like the past couple of years, I've always been a very negative person. So I actually think that in the past, this type of situation would have really bogged me down. Whereas, you know, in the past 2 years, I've been working hard on just embracing the concept of gratitude. And when the second COVID happened, I was just grateful that I was getting extra time to spend with my kids. And, and I kind of let that be the catalyst for how I handled the rest of this. So if you start from that space of positivity, that allows you to have a different experience with a particularly negative situation. Whereas in the past, it could have just compounded and been very negative. A lot of it has to do with mindset, which is what we're going to be speaking about today and our ability to tap into and be aware of what we're feeling. So you weren't always, just like any of us were, more likely than not, that you are in a mindful state. You had to make that leap to want to pursue being more mindful, to train your brain to act that way. And you were in real estate a lot more deeply. And that was your career before you transitioned into this more soul fulfilling work around mindset. How did you approach making this transition professionally? And how did you use mindfulness to navigate that kind of bumpy road that led to this bigger transition in your life?
It's a great question. And I guess I'd first say I am an entrepreneur at heart. So like before this, I was a teacher, but I owned a candy company. I always had something else going. So that is my spirit in general. So I've made transitions before, but not even transitions professionally, also personally. So I've learned, you know, life doesn't stop. We just got to keep on moving. And I guess what I would say for this particular time, I went through it very mindfully, but mindfully doesn't mean easy because my personality, despite the fact that I am very conscious and aware and mindful and I meditate a lot and all those things, I am on the go. I'm a mover and a shaker. I'm like, I've got like a high level of energy. And so I have to slow myself down a lot of the time. And so when I made this decision, I didn't make the shift for several years, which for someone with my personality, who is a ready, fire, aim person versus a ready, aim, fire person, was a challenge. And it was something that I had to work at. So a while ago, and I will say that real estate was an amazing career financially. And also it did fill my soul because real estate is financial for people and financial is everything for people, whether it should be or not. It's, you know, one of your biggest investments. And so I knew that whether people were, this was the highlight of their experience or the low because they were getting divorced or they had a death or had to move financially. I was their anchor during that time. So, but I got to a point where I was just done, like you said. And it took me several years to make the transition because first I was like, am I going to give up this flexible schedule? I have three kids. I'm a single mom. Flexibility is very important to me. Am I going to give up the financial? It's a very lucrative business. And then am I going to give up my ego because I was on top of my game? So I had to unpack all of that. So these were all questions running through my head. And so what I did is I decided to take a mindful approach, which basically means being very present to your thoughts, to your decisions, to your actions, which is why it took me so long. And I would spend a lot of time going inward. I would spend a lot of time looking at the things that I didn't want to look at, the fears, the what ifs. What if I leave and this doesn't work out? What if I leave and I decide I want to go back and I can't get back on top? And I'm not a what if type of person, but when you're in a crucial life-changing moment, it's hard to stop the noise in your head. I would notice the noise and then stop it by doing things that fed my soul. I walk like 3 or 4 times a day. And that's in addition to my regular exercise. Walking is where I find my power. Walking is where I get clarity. Sometimes I listen to music. Sometimes I don't. I would meditate. I would cook because I like to cook. But more importantly, I like to eat good foods. The more I nurtured, I nourished my own physical being, the more the clarity came to me and the answers were right there. And it's letting go of the noise so you can listen to your inner voice, because we look to everyone else and everything else for our answers except ourselves. And yet, who knows better than our own self when we really tap in what the answers are? So those were just a few of the ways that I made the transition.
That actually leads into a point that I wanted to get into with you. Being aware of what is going through our heads and not distracting from that, I think is a massive part of being mindful. Then you, once you're able to do that, then you can peel away to kind of get the core. And that's the second part. And I think that's why meditation or walking or working out for the sake of its ability to free those parts of your brain up is so important. But, you know, we're living in a really kind of chaotic period ever since the advent of social media. I think that there's something very unique that has happened with the human mind. We are living in a period where we have so many different inputs. So we have the traditional news, we have our friends that we talk to, we have our family that we talk to, and then we introduce social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Hopefully you don't introduce Twitter because it's just a cesspool of thought. But you have all this noise that's coming in and it's all impacting you. So my question for you is, how would you recommend that we leverage mindfulness when it comes to digesting all this stuff? And also, how can we use it so that even though we are exposed to it, we could still promote greater authenticity in ourselves and kind of stay away from some of the pitfalls that I think people who aren't mindful yet go through the same experience are subject to?
I mean, there are so many ways. And I guess, first of all, a lot of people, like you said, are on social media and they're not getting off. What they could do, though, is mute the things that aren't serving them. So you don't want to unfollow people because you don't want to create drama or whatever it is that it would cause in you, or you believe it would cause in your own life. So mute them. You don't have to look at their stuff. When you decide to look at your stuff, you're making a conscious decision, or unconscious, depending, to go down a rabbit hole that is going to make you feel badly about yourself. And you're choosing that, and you're deciding because of past traumas that even though it doesn't feel good, that's comfortable for you. It's comfortable to stay in a space where I'm beating myself up. I'm reminding myself that I feel less than. Make the choice to do something different. Mute them and then start following positive accounts like yours and mine. But I've been down that rabbit hole once that I got caught up and sucked in, and it is not a pretty place to be. So what you want to do is have a positive feed, a great feed, a feed of people who enhance you. They say you are the average of the 5 people you spend time with. People don't spend time with 5 people in person right now during COVID and quarantine and all what's going on. So your 5 people are the music you listen to. They're the people you talk to on the phone or you text with. They're the people on your social media. If you look on my social media, it's all people like Zig Ziglar, Wayne Dyer, John Maxwell, all sorts of spiritual stuff, Eckhart Tolle, Pema Chodron, things that are uplifting. I'm on a high all day long because that's what's in front of my face. And I'm not saying I don't have my moments and I don't have my days, and I certainly have my challenges, but I'm able to interact with them and interface with them differently because I'm pouring positive, uplifting things into my brain all day long. So that would be one thing. Another thing is, what do you like? People are so far away from knowing themselves. You probably don't even know what you like or don't like because you do so many things to fit in or because you're supposed to, quote unquote, but learn about yourself. And when you start knowing, do you like a Friday night at home instead of going out every Friday night? Do it. Do it. Date yourself. Date, treat yourself the way you'd want the person you love to treat you so you can get to know yourself. Try things on for size. It's okay if you don't like the things, just don't go back to them. And you'll know it by how you're feeling inside of your body. Your opinionated friends, they're only going to be opinionated really if you allow them to be. You can set boundaries and you have to build your own reserves. So if you have that friend that you're not ready to let go of yet, that if they give their opinion and you don't like it, it doesn't knock you down or you don't think you're doing something wrong by going in a different direction. But when we're our own personal reserves are at a low level, anything that comes at us that doesn't resonate with our own spirit is going to knock us down. But if you've built yourself up by doing things that you love, treating yourself the way you want to be treated, not looking for someone else to treat you that way, you treating yourself that way, then when people come in and take your energy or do things that disturb your resonance, it won't knock you down as much. News. Here's the thing with news. What I would say is if you need to watch the news or listen to the news, choose a certain time each day. When you know the headlines, it's usually at the end of the day or the beginning of the day from the day before, are all going to come in at one time. Other than that, if it's on all day, like so many people have, you're regurgitating and repeating the negativity all day long. And you don't think that it's impacting you. It is. But again, as soon as you heal yourself internally and strengthen your own system, the external stuff is not going to bother you.
Yeah, you said there, I think one of the keys to all of this is using mindfulness to begin to know yourself. Because if you know yourself, then you won't be able to be pulled along in the direction that all of these external factors want to pull you. And your other point that you made there, you're the sum of the five people you spend the most time with. I don't think a lot of people realize this, but social media is a person. Mm-hmm. The news is a person. Mm-hmm. If you find yourself in a space where you are obsessing over what's going on with COVID or potentially the social unrest or whatever, that might be because you're hanging out with that person way too much. And that might, should be something that triggers some thought in you that, you know what, I need to turn inward for a minute and take a deeper look at this. Am I giving this too much energy? And is it detracting from the areas that I want to be spending that energy on? Is it taking away from my how I'm being present with my kids or my ability to have a clear mind when it comes to my work? Or, oh my God, I haven't called my mom in 2 weeks because I've been wasting all of my time with this stuff. Are the five people that you are spending time with the right five people? And if some of those things are outside forces that you're letting in, social media, the news, toxic friends, whatever it might be, you have the power to, like you said, have those boundaries and remove them from the situation. So I appreciate you hitting on all those points. I know that we're kind of moving through this fast and furious, but we've hit on some pretty deep things on a high level. If everyone listening were one of your clients right now and thinking about the stuff that we just hit on, what would be your recommended starting point to begin this pursuit of being more deliberately mindful in our own lives?
Okay, before I answer that, you just said one thing. Can I hit on it?
Oh, please do.
I love that you mentioned energy because really, whatever it is that you mentioned, like social media, all those outside forces, and even your own self, those are all just different facets of energy coming at us. And when you start to look at things rather than as people, but as energy, and does this energy work for me? No? Okay, well, we don't need to have a huge falling out with social media or with this person or with that person. That just energy isn't for me. It's not working for me. It's not building me up. I'm going to distance myself. A lot of people are afraid to cut things off or terminate because they think it's going to become this big thing. But if you just slowly pull away from things that are no longer serving you, you're opening up doors for the things that will serve you to come in. But when you sit with that energy that's not serving you, there's no room for the new stuff to come in. So I just wanted to respond to that. And then there are a million things I'd love to say right now, but I think what happens is people get overwhelmed. So they read like The Miracle Morning, which is an amazing book by Hal Elrod, but there are like 20 things to do. Or like I said, I love Tony Robbins, but he has 20 morning routines. And so people give up because they feel like they have to do all 20 and can't just choose one. And the other thing that I think happens for people is that they make a decision. So today is what, Thursday? Okay, I'm starting Friday. I'm so excited. This is what my plan is. This is what I'm doing. I got it all mapped out. It's going to start tomorrow. And what happens is we wake up Friday morning and we had every intention on Thursday to do this, but we wake up and we forget. It's not even that we try and we make a mistake, which would be fine. We don't even remember because we're not conscious enough, so we don't start. And so I think the most important thing to get started is, how can I remind myself? So there are lots of things you can do. You guys love your phones. I know you do. So you set reminders throughout the day. Pause, tap in. What am I looking for? What did I say I was going to accomplish with this? What did I say I wanted? What state did I want to be in? Put it in there. So it'll just take you back. The more you start to remind yourself. The other thing is sticky notes all over your house, in your car. So everywhere you sit, you get a reminder. It's like an accountability partner, which is another thing you could have. Do you have a friend, loved one, family member that you can say, hey, I really want to become more conscious and aware and mindful. And before I can even become more mindful, I have to get in the headspace of remembering to become more mindful. Can we help each other? Like, this isn't about mindfulness, but my cousin and I every morning send each other a gratitude list because we want to remind ourselves what we're grateful for. And we could do it to ourselves, but it's fun, one. And two, we remind ourselves so that if we forget one day, the other person picks up the slack and reminds the other. But I think in the beginning, it takes, they say, 21 days to change a habit. I think it depends on the person. But however long it takes, it doesn't matter. But how are you going to make sure that habit changes? Who's going to help you? What are you going to do to support yourself? So I think sticky notes, I think calendar reminders, I think accountability partners, anything and everything. I think setting yourself up the day before. So let's say your thing that you want to be mindful of is your diet. Are you going to food prep the day before? Are you going to throw out the stuff that's not good for you the day before? Whatever it is, create a plan and do it. So when you open your fridge, what you see is fruits and vegetables, not mac and cheese and french fries. That'll set you up on the path. And the first thing you need to do is be on the path. And also, if you fall off for a day, 2 days, 3 days, 5 days, 10 days, a month, and then you remember and want to get back on, well, you're not starting over. Even if you only did it for one day, you're starting from a new place. So just get back on. Don't beat yourself up. This is a long-term game. This is not a tomorrow thing. And so every time you forget, slip up, love yourself for that and for noticing. When you remind yourself, that means you're being mindful, you're aware, you're conscious.
I think that last part's very important because we love to set expectations for ourselves. And when we do set expectations, they're typically things that can really throw us off. But if we set the expectation that, you know what, we are going to stumble along the way and I'm expecting to do that, then you can start to plan, what do I do when I do stumble? And it is just, you know what, I didn't succeed with that today. I'll try it again tomorrow. And then one thing that I was just thinking about, and this is a little bit of a tangent, is when we do get that idea that we do have that impetus to make a change, try that change in that moment. When you have that momentum, when you have that spark of creativity or idea or the desire, just jump at it. You know, tomorrow I'm going to start working out more. Well, why don't I rearrange my schedule real quick if I can and go for a quick jog or a walk, reinforce that idea and then still do it tomorrow. But start it with the catalyst that your mind is asking for you to do something. And always remind yourself that word yet. Don't expect to be there immediately. You're not there yet. You're just starting. Give yourself that grace that you can continue on this path. It's about the journey. So Pam, thank you so much. This has been a lot of fun. I really appreciate you coming on today.
Of course, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Most definitely. And that's all we have for this episode of Success Shorts. Hopefully you found today's topic useful. And remember, have fun, stay curious, and keep it short.